just to end with one ha'ara. We'll abbreviate it. And that is, so we have over here a classic Gemara. Three sugyas, three psukim in the Torah where there was machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva regarding how to teach a pasuk. Is it reshus or is it chayv? Rabbi Shmuel said reshus in all three places. Rabbi Akiva said chayv in all three places. V'kinei esishtoi, la yitama, and la oilam em tavoy. Tosfos, on the top of the Yomid, asks a very famous kasha. Tosfos says, teima le Rebbe, v'chiles lohu hada amar b'shili makis, sheish meyos v'yud gimel mitzvahis nemru l'moshe misina. Do these Tanoim not know what every little child knows? And that is when the Eibishter gave the Yid and the Torah, he gave 613 mitzvahs, 365 lavin, and 248 essen. But did these Tanoim not know that? And if that's the case, v'chila Rabbi Shmuel, it will come out according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Omer Rishus, who has three psukim that are Rishus, Batzel, who is missing three. He has only 610 mitzvahs. Oifaket, if Rabbi Shmuel has 613, then Rabbi Kiva Tofilu. Rabbi Kiva is going to end up having 660. So what's going on over here? There's a cheshbon of 613 mitzvahs. How do you reconcile with this machloikis? I have three psukim over here where it comes out that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's a Rishus, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's a chayva. How do you make this work? Says Tosfos, very cryptically. Venera, you have to say, the Bashar mitzvahs, the Mapik Rabbi Shmuel, Mikra, that there must be other mitzvahs for which Rabbi Shmuel has a pasik. Obele Rabbi Kiva Asmachta. Rabbi Kiva holds is only an Asmachta. The Dorishle, the Drash Achriti, and he uses it for something else. Meaning, Tosfos says a good kasha. There has to be a teretz. Not sure what the teretz is, but there has to be that there's three other places in Shas where you're going to find a machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Shmuel is going to have three mitzvahs that Rabbi Akiva didn't have, and that's going to balance out the scale. So over the years, we've spoken out several times a beautiful Maramakim that Yedidi Rabbi Levi Chomsky showed me, and this is in the Netziv's Pirish on the Sifri. It's in Parsha Shlach. It's on the Parsha of Tzitzis. And really, this Sifri is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, Daf Chofches Amud Aleph. But we'll read it from the Sifri. The Sifri says that it says in the Torah that a person has to put tzitzis on the four corners of his beged. Says the Sifri, as it relates to the four corners of the beged, these four tzitzios that you have to put on, arba tzitzios ma'akvo yizu azu, sha'arbaton mitzvah achasem. Because all four of them are one mitzvah. Meaning, even though you have four tzitzios on your beged, but all four of them is really one mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Rabbi Shmuel Schoilik. Rabbi Shmuel holds arba mitzvahs heim. That the four tzitzios are not one mitzvah, but they're four mitzvahs. Doctin itziv. Rabbi Shmuel Shitasoi. That's the teretz of Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos had a kasha that we're missing three mitzvahs according to Rabbi Shmuel. The teretz is in our minyan a mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is only one. Rabbi Shmuel Shitasoi holds that the four tzitzios are really four mitzvahs. If it's four mitzvahs, it's neira. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shitasoi. In the Sefri, it's Rabbi Shmuel Shitasai. In Menachos Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, Rabbi Akiva is going to hold that it's one mitzvah, like all the Chachamim held. Rabbi Shmuel is going to hold that it's four mitzvahs, and that's where Rabbi Shmuel makes up the fact that he doesn't have a kinyan issue, doesn't have lo yitama, and he doesn't have lo ilam mehem tavod. So this is raid, very, very bekitzer that we've spoken at many times over the years. Of the aim based medrash b'lei chiddush, I found that this teretz that the Netziv brings really steht schon in kadmoinim. 17th century Ga'onim. Ga'onim that we've mentioned in our Chabura already said this teretz. The first was the great Ga'on, Rabbi Avram Broida. So Rabbi Avram Broida was the Shiva in the famous Yeshiva in Prague at the turn of the 18th century, meaning late 1600s, early 1700s. And he goes down in history as being a great Goyen, but also the Rebbe of Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz. And the Hafla in his Ponim Yofis in Parashas Vayikra, and the Heilgich Sam Sofer in his Pirush al Hashas and Masechtas Gittin, the Aflam et Ches, both bring this Teretz Nifla in the name of the great Goyen, Rabbi Avram Broida. The Hafla, Agav, so he brings this teretz, and Toich Dvarav, he says that the emes is, he wanted a shtel to another Rabbi Yishmael to answer Tosfos Kasha. It's a Rashi in Chumash. The Rashi is in the end of Parashas Yisroi. It says, Ve'im mizbach avonim Tassali. If you're going to make a mizbeach, lo sivne esem gozis ki charbecha he nafta aleh vatachal aleh. So if you're going to build a mizbeach, you have to make sure that you don't use certain things when it comes to building the mizbeach. Zok Rashi. Rabbi Shmuel said, kol im ve'im shebetoy rishos. Every time it says the word im in the Torah, it's a rishos, chutz mishloisha, with the exception of three. Ve'im mizbach avonim tassali. I'm skipping. Im kesef talvo es ami. Ve'im takriv minchas bikur. Says the Hafla, that what did Rabbi Shmuel mean when he said, kol im ve'im shebetoyra shos chutz mishloisha? So he says a shtickle Torah, that Rabbi Shmuel is saying that all three of these ve'ims are mitzvah's essays. And he says, if that's the case, man ma'oid, how beautiful it is to be miyashav Tosfos kasha. That Tosfos says that either Rabbi Shmuel's missing three mitzvahs, or Rabbi Akiva has three too many. The Teretz Rabbi Shmuel is talking missing three, but the three ve'ims that Rashi quotes in the end of Parashas Yisrael, those are the three mitzvahs that Rabbi Shmuel is going to make up. So this was the yesod of this afla, and that's what he was coming to say. And at the end of this shtickl, it's in Ponim Yofis, it's on the Pasuk, v'takriv minchas bikurim, so at the very, very end, says the afla, v'shamati b'shem hagoyin, the chosh of Rabbi Yishmael, that he wanted to answer to his kasha differently. That what are the three mitzvahs? It's the mitzvah of tzitzis, la'arba mitzvahs. Like Rabbi Yishmael says in the Mishnah Menachos, Tav Chav Chesam and Aleph. Ke'neged elu sholosh, the reish soita, the sphere lei shehen rishos. But he says, v'tzorachiyin. He says a very big chiddush of Avram Boydus Teretz. Because I never found anybody, he says, I never found anybody say, that the four mitzvahs of Rabbi Shmuel are l'minyan mitzvahs. You want to tell me Dalad mitzvah same regarding if they're ma'akfin zuizu, but to say that they're four mitzvahs, that's already very, very big chiddush. And he says, that's something I can't be soifel. The Chasam Sofer, he brings this vart, b'shem Agoyin, Rabbi Avram Broida, and he brings that Rabbi David Deitch asked him a kasha. The kasha that he asked him was that the Amor Shmuel says in Gittin, Daf Lamed Ches, kol ha'meshacher avdoi, is over ba'aseh, shenemar, lo'ilu bem tavoidu. And its kasha is that you find that the Amora Shmuel paskind like Rabbi he paskins like Rabbi Yishmael in the Sugya Masechtas Menachos that the four tzitzios are really four mitzvahs. And if Rabbi Avram Broida is gerecht, that shitas Rabbi Yishmael, that the four tzitzios are dalad mitzvahs, al shitasoy that he holds, that loyla mem tavoidu is a reshus, so how could the Amor Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Shmuel in Menachos Chav Ches, and like Rabbi Akiva in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches? So the Chasam Sofer says that Rabbi David Deitch asked me this kasha on the great Goyen, Rabbi Avram Broida. Incidentally, listen to the way the Chasam Sofer introduces Rabbi Avram Broida. The Isamar Mishmei de Gavre Rabba. A Goyen Rabbi Avram Broida is a Chetzadik Levracha. He referred to him as a Gavre Rabba. But I'll call upon him, this is what he asked. So the Chasam Sofer writes that the Heshed, I told Rabbi David Deitch, Chabat Eretz. Because Shmuel Shita is, in the third parak of Masechtas Brachos, is that Kriyashma is the Rabbanan. So most Shitas are Kriyashma de Raisa. But Shmuel happens to have a Shita that Krishma is the Rabbanan. He says, oh, it's very good. So he's going to hold his Damei Rishmul that the four tzitzias are four mitzvahs. As it relates to the three machlokes in the between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, regarding Vakinis Ishtar Loilama and regarding Loyatama, he's going to hold like Rabbi Shmuel. It's true regarding Loilam Tavoid, he holds like Rabbi Akiva, but he also holds Krishma the Rabbanan. So the mice and the cheshbin of Tayag, it's all going to work out. This is what was going on. But I found this Vart. B'shem another Goyen from the 1700s, and I saw it in the Haggah of the Ponim Yofis and that Hafla. So they bring that this Teretz that the Hafla brings B'shem Rabbi Avram Broida is brought down in the name of Hagoyen Rabbi David Oppenheim. And it's brought down in the Hakdama to the Pirish Yedei Moshe, which was written on the Medrash Rabbah. And in brackets it says, Ayin Sham Masheherich Bazeh, the Pirish Mechudot. Take a look over there, because you're going to see a Pirish Mechudot. So it certainly sounded like it was Kedai looking. And I found over there, Taka Pirish Mechudot. So number one, the Yedei Moshe is one of the old classic Mefarshim on the Medrash Rabbah. And the Mechaber of the Yedei Moshe was Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Helen Ashkenaz. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Helen Ashkenaz. It sounds like that was his name. But Al Kaponim, he was a great Goyen, and he wrote a pirish that every Kemat Medrash Rabbah has on the side. It's called Yedei Moshe. Now, this pirish, it seems like, was printed Mitoich HaKsav Yad by his son. His son's name was Rabbi Avram Helen Ashkenaz, and he printed it, and he wrote a shtikl hakdama to his father's pirish on the Medrash Rabbah. Now, if you go through the Hakdama, he talks about his father, and then he talks a lot about Rabbi David Oppenheim. Now, if you go to the end of the Hakdama, it's clear why he was talking about Rav David Oppenheim. The reason he was talking about him is because Rav David Oppenheim, it seems, helped him print the Sefer. So the Yoidei Dover know that Rav David Oppenheim was a very, very big veer. He was Torah V'Gdula B'Makom Echad. In fact, he had the most famous library in Europe. We've spoken about it in the past. And Rav David Oppenheim, it seems, played a very big role in the printing of this Sefer. As for that reason, he feels that he owes it to Rav David Oppenheim, Pasha HaKoros HaToiv, and he's saying over Torah that he heard from Rav David Oppenheim, that Rav David Oppenheim said on Medrash. So this is a Pirush on Medrash Rabbah. So we have the initial David from Rav David Oppenheim, so that under Fashid and Asfarim, but this is on the Medrash, and it's David B'Itai, Ma'atayv, because that's what's happening over here. So Toich Toich brings a few shtiklach that he heard, and one of the shtiklach that he brings is the following. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Nosai that says, B'shvil shechotach David k'naf mi'ul shel shal, l'fichach niskalka hamalucha. Because David HaMelech cut the Knaf HaMe'il of Shaul, it's for that reason that Nischalka HaMeluch. So what's the rest of the story? So it's mentioned in Shmuel Aleph, it's late, it's Perek Chavdal, it's Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk says that David was hiding from Shaul. Right? Shaul was trying to catch and kill David HaMelech. Shaul is in a Beis HaMerchitz, and David receives intel as such. So David decides that he's going to show Shaul that really he bears no grudges against him, and he's not an enemy, and there's no reason for you to want to kill me. So he goes to Shaul's Beis HaMerchitz, where he is, and he goes to the Beged, and the Pasuk says, Vayichrois ef k'naf ha-me'il ha-shel Shaul balat. And he went and he cut the k'naf ha-me'il. Vayi achrekein, it was immediately afterwards, Vayach leiv David oisai. David's heart started clapping. Alash HaKoros as Konav HaShel L'Shal. Because he had charata for what he did. Vayoyim el Anoshav, and he told us, Chevra, Cholil Oli Me'Hashem, Im Eses Hadav Razal Adoni, L'Mashiach Hashem, L'Shloyach Yodi Boy, Ki Mashiach Hashem, how could I have even done so? He's a nirdav. But he said, how could I have done this to Shal? But I'll kapon him. So David is, Vayichro, he says, K'naf HaMe'il HaShel L'Shal Balat. Immediately afterwards, he has charata for what he did, to the point that he says, I'm never going to do this. But the Medrash says that what David did was really wrong. And b'shvil shechotach David k'naf me'il, because he cut that corner, l'fichach nischal kamalucha. So the punishment was nischal kamalucha. So said the son of the Baal Mechaba Sefer Yedei Moshe. He said, I heard from Rav David Oppenheim that he asked the Kasha that the Gemara Masech the Shabbos taf nun vav on beis. The Gemara over there says, b'shasha amar David, Ato v'tziva tachleku as asada, yotza baskol, and said, Yeravam v'rechavam yachleku as amalchus. It's Gemara Shabbos nun vavam ibeis. So the Gemara says that David HaMelech at some point had taken one of the fields of Shaul, and he gave half of it to Mipi Boishes, who was Shaul's son, and Yonason's son, and the other half he gave to Tziva, who was one of the Avadim of Shaul. And when he did that, there was a baskel that came out and said, Yeravim v'yachavim yachalku as amachos. So David Oppenheim, this is all drush. So he said, Stachastira. Which one was it? What was the cause of Nechleka Amalchus? Was Nechleka Amalchus because Bishvil Shechatach David Knaf Me'il Shaul Shaul? Or was it based on the fact that David told Tziva, who was the Eved, Techalku es nasada? So said Rav David Oppenheim, a charifus. He said the reason that Nechleka Malchus was Bishvil Shechotach David Knaf Me'il Shel Shal. Now what was that veira? What was so bad? There's a Yalkut and it's a Medrash Tanchuma. They both bring the Shita of Rav Nechemiah. Rav Nechemiah said that what he did wrong is that he made him lose out on the mitzvah of tzitzis because he cut a fifth corner. He took one corner, he made them into two, and as a result, there was one kanuf now that had no tzitzis. And because there was one kanuf now that had no tzitzis, so he was mevatlin from the mitzvah of tzitzis. And because he was mevatlin from the mitzvah of tzitzis, that's why David HaMelech had charata, v'lefichach nischalka melucha. But said Rav David Oppenheim, that whether or not David was really mevatl shal, is not so poshut. The reason it's not so poshut is because essentially what he did when he cut one of the knofayim was he turned the beggar that was a bas dalut kanfos into five kanfos. There's a machloikis whether a beggar that's bas chomish kanfos is chayiv in tzitzis or it's not chayiv in tzitzis. Now, if you hold that it's chayiv in tzitzis, Shaul didn't have any tzitzis. So he was mevatlin from mitzvah. He had to put on his clothing. He had no choice. He didn't have tzitzis. He was mevatlin from the mitzvah of tzitzis. Hence the punishment. But if a beggar bas chomish kanfos is really not chayiv in tzitzis, it comes out he wasn't mevatlin from anything because although he wasn't a chayiv tzitzis, say this, not a chayiv Gavra anyways. So therefore there wouldn't have been a problem. So really the only way there would be a taina on David for what he did is if you're going to hold that a beged bas chomesh kanfos is chayv in tzitzis. Tosfos says in Perakat Chelos in the Sugis of Masechtas Menachos that whether or not a Beged Bas Chomish Kanfes is Chayv in Tzitzis or is Potter from Tzitzis is totally in the Machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim. Whether or not the four Tzitzios are four mitzvahs or whether it's only one mitzvah. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds Arba Tzitzis, Heim Arba Mitzvah, says Tosfos, a Beged Bas Heiknofayim is Chayv in Tzitzis. However, according to the Chachamim, that holds that it's one mitzvah, it's a Tosfos. We're not learning the Sugya now. That holds that the four Tzitzis are really one mitzvah, so it comes out of Beged Bas Chomesh Kanfos is not going to be Chayv in Tzitzis. In other words, the only time there's going to be a taina on David HaMelech for what he did is if David HaMelech holds like Rabbi Yishmael. He holds that the four tzitzios are four mitzvahs. If they're four mitzvahs, so it comes out that a Beged Bas Heiknofayim is Chayv in Tzitzis. It comes out he was Mevatel Shah. So there's going to be a taina on David if he holds like who, if he holds like Rabbi Yishmael. But if he holds like Rabbi Akiva, or he holds like the Chachamim that are Chaylik Rabbi Yishmael, they hold it's all one mitzvah, so then there's not going to be a taina. Okay, so you can have a taina on David. Maybe David HaMelech holds like the Chachamim. He holds it's one mitzvah. If he holds it's one mitzvah, there's no problem. Said with David Oppenheim, but it can't be. Now you know it can't be. Because David HaMelech took a field and he gave half of the field to Mepiboshes and half of the field to Tziva. Tziva was an Eved Knani. An Eved Knani has no kinyonim because Kol Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbi. The Teretz is he must have been Meshacher him. He was Meshacher him. That means he holds like Rabbi Shmuel and Soita Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. That Loidam and Tavoidus Rishus. If he holds like, this is the punchline. If he holds like Rabbi Shmuel and Soita Daf Gimel, that Loidam and Tavoidus Rishus, he has to hold like Rabbi Shmuel Menachas Chavchas Amid Aleph. How do I know that said Reb David Oppenheim? Because otherwise it's going to be Shvei Tosfos Kasha. He's missing three. The Teretz is, that's where he made up the other three. So if David HaMelech was Meshachrer Tziva, must be he holds like Rabbi Yishmael, that Lobam Tavoidus Rishus. If that's the case, to answer Tosfos Kasha, like Rabbi Avram Broider said, like the Netziv said, it must be he holds like Rabbi Yishmael in the Mishnah Menachos Chavches. If he holds like Rabbi Yishmael in the Mishnah Chavches, that the Dalat Tzitzis of four mitzvahs must be a Beged Bas Heiknofayim is Chayv Tzitzis. If that's the case, now there's a Taina. So Reb David Oppenheim said, well, Oilam, you want to know why? He says, you want to know why Nechlika Malchus? It's Bishvil Shechotach David Knaf Me'il Shal Shal Lefichok Neschalka Malchucha. But at the same time, we only know that that's a taina based on the fact that David said, Atovitziva Tachliku as Asada. Because that's when it became clear that what David HaMelech did was Hakan, not so Pashit. And that's why there was a taina. And that's why Yotzis Abaskal and said, Yerovim Virachavim Yachliku as Amalchis. It's not because he gave him a field. And it's not because of what happened. It was really based on Yenem Medrash. It's based on that Chazal. So said the son of the Yedei Moshe, such a Karas Atoiv, to David Oppenheim, for giving me the ability to print the Tatis Svarim. So he said, it's for that reason I want to speak. Say over Maganisa Tava that he said, but the bottom line is Alu Yaren. This was the Netziv's teretz of a Eim Beis Medrash Boloi Chiddush Anaya Machzer and Anaya Chiddush. This is already an old teretz. Goes back to two great Goyim. Sifsoisav Yu Doivayis Bekever, the great Goyin Rabbi Avram Broider, who was the Rosh Hashiva in Prague, and the great Goyin Rabbi David Oppenheim, who was the Gaivit of Prague.